That was Elaine Silver, of course, with Standing in the Possibility. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Elizabeth Joyce has this week off. Tonight will be an hour-long metaphysical book corner. And for those of you who listen regularly, you know that we usually do a 2 or 3 minute segment in which we review a new metaphysical book or even an old favorite. Well, I have with me tonight Molly Harris. And she's the author of Be Grateful for the Shade, and it's a true life love story. Ladies and gentlemen, Molly Harris. Hello, Molly.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm so glad that you could join us tonight. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what inspired this book?
Be Grateful for the Shade is a book I wrote after my husband crossed over into spirit. He had a long battle with cancer, and he is my twin soul, my soulmate, and my true love, my best friend. And it kind of devastated me when he got sick and returned to spirit, and so it also propelled me on a spiritual journey. And the book is about my spiritual journey and also my experiences with finding out that we do not die.
Isn't that wonderful? And it does take a tragedy sometimes, unfortunately, for us to even begin to ask these types of questions. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your life together before he passed away?
Well, we were pretty much around each other 24/7. We worked together, played together, and, you know, we did not like being apart. And I think that was one of the greatest things, that when something like this happens, you realize that you are going to be apart. In years to come, I finally found out we are truly not apart. We are just continuing our relationship in a different way.
That's right. And it's so profound. I love the whole idea. And I think that, because I too believe that I have found my twin soul, my soul mate. We're together all the time. And to know that this is just a temporary state, that we are indeed going to cross over and probably not together, to know that there's going to be a way to continue to be together in some way, well, it gives a little bit of hope to all of us.
Absolutely, it does, because, we had such a bond that when he did return to spirit, it was devastating to me because our lives revolved around each other. And this was 6 years ago, and in the last 6 years, I have had quite the journey spiritually, and I have a knowing that we are, we continue after this. And knowing that has helped me get through this and make peace with his crossing over.
Right. So give us a little bit of an outline, I guess, of the time frame, how it all went and how you got onto this actual discovery, what your clues were, that sort of a thing.
Well, my husband was not one to be spiritually as open as I was, and a year actually before he returned to spirit, he was watching John Edward on TV and some of his things, and he never watched mediums or anything like that. And so that was kind of unusual, and he was actually watching it in secret, and I caught him, and he says, well, let's just watch it together. And so when he crossed over, I thought maybe that might be a way that he might want to communicate with me and to help me through it and everything. And so I did seek mediumship readings.
Okay.
And then once I was so devastated at a point I really didn't want to go on any further. So actually helping me through the grief was trying to find him. And in doing so, it brought me to mediumship readings. It brought me to signs from him, feeling his presence, and opening up more a little bit at a time. I'd take 20 steps forward and 5, 10 backwards,
right.
So it but now I've come to the point where I can recognize the signs, and I know that we are forever, we're eternal. And then I had experiences with spirit energy on my property and took some profound pictures of spirit energy. So I've been researching that, too, to help people realize that, you know, love does continue forever.
Right, and we're certainly not alone. No. And
absolutely
I
not.
See that you also have a great love for animals and for nature, and I tend to believe that people who do have an affinity for, well, for nature especially, animals are easy to love, find it easier to love other human beings too and to make these spiritual connections. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. I love nature. I adore animals. I do feel one with nature, and that helps me in realizing how everything is connected.
Right.
I just love being outdoors, and ever since I was a child, I always felt I was connected to nature and animals and things. And so that has helped me along this journey, too.
Good, good. You live in a beautiful part of the country. Well, can you give us an example of a time when you felt connected to nature, one particular sitting maybe, something like that?
Actually, pretty much all the time I go out in nature, I can feel the trees and everything. It's, you know, that's my church, actually. I feel closer to God, our, you know, the Creator, out in nature than I do inside. So, but there's not one real instance. I just feel connected to it.
Okay. Now, when do you communicate with your husband? How do you communicate with your husband?
Well, along my journey, I've realized that I'm an empath, so I can feel him, and I tell people how to practice that is with people that are living. If you close your eyes and somebody's in a room, just feel their energy. And so I can feel his energy. I mean, he's not around me 24/7 in a spiritual sense. I mean, he can communicate with me anytime. But so I feel his energy, and I can hear his thoughts. He speaks to me with thoughts and with visuals.
Can you give us an example of something like that?
Like when I've lost my keys or things like that, I will get an instant visualization of where they are, or I will get a feeling of rapport with what we used to have. I don't know if that makes any sense, but some of our personal type rapport with us, like if I do something silly, I'll hear these thoughts in my head, like he's saying something goofy, you know, teasing me. And so it's a different way of communicating with him. And it's kind of fun. Once you get past the grief, once you realize your loved ones are always there, it's kind of a fun thing.
I understand that. And I could tell you as an example of my own, when my grandmother passed, it was a huge loss, and my best, most favorite memories of her were always in the kitchen. And still, from time to time, when I'm doing something in the kitchen, peeling potatoes or something, I can hear her over my shoulder telling me, you know, critiquing me, oh, you need to do it a little faster than that, or I can just feel her energy, some of the rapport, like you said, and I know it's her, and I go, okay, I'm getting there, you know.
Yeah.
That's sort
it's kind of cool in a way. It gives you a different type of relationship.
It really does. It really does. And I am so grateful that you have written this book. Now, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to talk a little bit more with Molly Harris right after this. Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out.
Next week, January 16th,
my guest will be Roberta Hadlick from the AIM program of Energetic Balancing. Imagine a world in which you are empowered to heal imbalances on every level, to be free from all limitations you've acquired so that you can achieve true well-being, your potential, and however you choose to define it. Roberta is co-founder of the AIM program, along with Stephen Lewis, and she's coming on the air next week,
January 16th,
to talk with me about women and the AIM program and why it is helpful in this age for us to be on this program so that we can achieve optimum healing. This will be an interesting and terrific show, so don't miss it.
January 16th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Listen to Let's Find Out and get all the details.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Ever done is keep believing there's someone in this crazy world for me. The way that people come and go through temporary lives, my chance could come and I might never know. I used to say no promises, let's keep it simple, that freedom only helps you say goodbye. It took a while for me to learn that nothing comes for free. The price I've paid is high enough for me.
And of course, that was the incomparable Karen Carpenter. And I'm back now with Molly Harris. Welcome back, Molly.
Thank you.
And we're talking about the true love of your life, Russ. And I was hoping that you could tell us a little bit about maybe some of the types of things that you enjoyed doing together. Give us a little peek into your life together.
Well, we enjoyed traveling. Probably the only two people I know that can travel from Arizona to Florida and still stand each other by the time we got to Florida.
That's a big deal. That's huge.
Yes, it is.
Not everyone can say that. Okay.
So we're self-employed, so we work together, and like I said, we played together. So we were hardly ever apart in 24 years of marriage, and it was just fun. It was like a fairy tale. I mean, you always have your ups and downs and your and things like that, but that's what true love is about. You go through those
things.
Did
you enjoy sports together too? I know that you're on the crew in some capacity with Jeff Gordon, isn't that right?
Yes, we did. We handled Jeff Gordon's fan relations for 10 years.
That must have been so much fun. Oh, my goodness. Did you get to go to a lot of the races?
Oh, we did. We did. We went to about six races a year and handled, like I said, his fan relations and processed all that. It was a blast. We both love racing, so it was kind of icing on the cake when we were working for Jeff Gordon. So.
Well, seriously, and you must have done a really good job because I don't know who has more fans than Jeff Gordon.
That's
true. Job very easy.
We had 22,000 fans in our club, so.
Fantastic. That's great. And so you would travel the country, I guess, doing work with NASCAR, right?
Yes, we did. We handled his fan club events across the country. So that's what we would travel to. We'd have six of them a year at the various races. And then we also processed all his mail of a non-legal nature.
Okay.
So it was pretty fun. We had a blast.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, try and put me in your shoes a little bit. Describe the process of your coming to terms or your enlightenment after Russ's passing. What was the process? How did that happen?
There was a lot of grief, a lot of darkness. You know, I went through what they call the dark nights of the soul. To get me out of that, I mean, I've been to the pits, and I did not want to live any longer, and I know my husband was getting me through that, and angels and spirit guides and all that, or, you know, whatever everybody believes in. I know there was something there because I would be devastated and I would get this peaceful feeling and then I could feel him. And so then that kind of was some of the initial steps. And then I wanted to really know more about life after death and all this and to help other people. And so I would just take baby steps, and then I started buying books on religion, metaphysical books, physics books. And I just started combing through these books, just trying to learn everything I could.
Sure.
And then I started getting signs from him, and the grief would part, and I'd recognize the signs, and then, you know, you'd think, well, no, maybe that's just me. So it kind of snowballed after that, and then I started experiencing photographing spirit energy, some very profound photographs, and that was happening to me, and so... It just kind of grew after that, and then I started, you know, being more
now,
and more
open. Now, wait a second.
To it.
You were taking these photographs?
I was. I was in my barn and started noticing these things flying by on my digital camera screen and started snapping photographs and captured some awesome spirit energy. It got me into physics and all that, and so that even propelled me further in a scientific manner. So I'm still researching that, and actually my next book will go into a little bit more in depth on what they are.
Oh, I look forward to that. I love that whole thing. I imagine you found, orbs and other interesting things, and it's amazing the transformation that takes place in your mind when you see something physical and tangible, like a photograph.
Oh, absolutely. It was very profound to me because I knew it was something different, and I'd never experienced it before. And you know, orbs has kind of been overkilled a little bit, you know, overdone.
Right.
And these are actual spirit energy in motion. You can see the motion. I mean, and there's a lot more research I have to do on them. But
do you have them published anywhere?
Well, the book, the photos are in, you know, the photos of them are in the book, and then I'll have more photos in my next book. So.
Oh, great. Okay.
So, and I've been, like I said, researching them for, you know, since it happened to me, and, you know, hopefully help people understand how close the spirit world really is.
Right, right. Now, when would you say it was, how much time had passed before you got your first real sign or your first real taste of hope that he was still with you?
Actually, my first encounter was 3 days after my husband returned to spirit. I went on a chat room that had mediums that were, you know, just, you know, practicing and everything. And he came through with some profound stuff that I know I've never met these mediums at all. And they could have never known this stuff. And that's when the light bulb started to go off. And and then, you know, I would get into the grieving, and then I'd get mad at my, you know, I'd get tired of being sad, so I would venture out to try to learn more about life after death.
And now, were you able to find a teacher to help you through this, or did you do this entirely on your own energy?
No, I have family and friends that really did not think I was crazy.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's
huge.
And
supported me through my endeavors. So, and, you know, I showed the photographs of my video to our sons and family, and hoping they didn't think I had really gone off the deep end, and everybody was very open to it. And I believe that, you know, the more people open up to it, the more we're going to see the veil drop between this world and the spirit world.
You're absolutely right. I believe 100%. The collective unconscious is an amazing thing, and I think more and more people are starting to become very open to the idea of an afterlife. And most people, when you talk to them, if you get them in a quiet place when they're not in front of a whole crowd of people, they'll say their personal experiences. Everyone's got one, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I found out more and more when I talk to people and people read my book, they tell me all kinds of experiences. And I can now talk openly about it, you know, to where I felt like I was kind of in the closet with it. And
because
I've had more and more experiences, I've had some miraculous type things happen. You know, one instance, my mom actually crossed over, returned to spirit 6 months before my husband. She came to visit my husband, got sick, and was put on life support, and we had to turn that off. And we found out she had lung cancer. And so I had an experience with her Irish rosary that was, and my husband was still alive at the time. Like I said, six months before he crossed over. And I had an experience, she was Catholic, and she had an Irish rosary that she had, and I had an experience with that that's in the book, and it was a profound experience. And
you have to share now. You can't just give us that little taste.
Well, she had an Irish rosary, and I would wear it to the hospital when she was sick. Her husband was there who lived in Illinois, and the hospital was actually 30 miles from my home. On the night that we turned off life support, I had to go home to my husband, and they didn't know how long it would take before she crossed over. So I laid the rosary in her hand. Well, she ended up crossing over at 11 that night, and her husband went immediately from the hospital back to Illinois. He didn't even come to my house. Well, months went by, and weeks went by, and I found the rosary, to make a long story short, in our driveway.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Nobody had it. We actually thought it, you know, it had been lost and everything, so it miraculously appeared in my driveway. So that was a sign to me of things to come.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, I have a very good friend of mine, actually my co-host, Elizabeth Joyce, has an experience herself which is very similar to that, where there was a couple and the woman had lost a 4-carat diamond ring. And the husband was belligerent. He could not fathom, how do you lose something like that? And the woman wound up asking my friend Elizabeth, what in the world happened to this ring? And Elizabeth says, I can see your grandmother admiring this ring on her finger. I see it plainly right in front of me. I know that doesn't give you much comfort. I don't know where to tell you that it is physically, but this is what I'm seeing.
That's right. Cute.
So this night, the night after the reading, she goes home and she tells her husband this cockamamie story. Now he wants to kill her, you know. And don't you know, in the middle of the night, the two of them are awakened by a clink sound in the bathroom. They go in there, and in the water glass on the sink is the ring.
Oh, my goodness.
So there you go. I mean, yes. No one can explain these types of things, but they absolutely happen.
Absolutely. I honestly could believe that because I had it happen to me. So
right,
I believe the actual the veil between the two is definitely thinning, and that's mm-hmm. why these things are happening more and more.
Yes, it is. And the idea that we'll never see each other again is very old world, Bible, churchy type of a thing. I think mm-hmm. the more that you open up your mind and just observe, when you start to sense these things and see them for yourself, you know that we go on. And even Einstein said that there is no end of energy. It only changes form.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yes.
Now, if you're enjoying our presentation this evening and would like to advertise on Let's Find Out, you can send an email request to me at bonniemacdade@gmail.com to request more information. And tonight, again, we're talking with Molly Harris, and she is the author of Be Grateful for the Shade. And where is that available, Molly?
You can get it at my website, Molly, M-O-L-L-Y, rharris.com or hobopublishing.co.
Dot
or Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Uh-huh. Oh, very good. Oh, Amazon. That's the best place. Everybody knows how to get a book there.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Very good. And we'll look forward to your other books that are coming out, too. What are you writing about now?
I'm writing about a little bit more extensive research into these spirit energy photos and video I've taken.
Oh, yeah. Right. Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to take ourselves another little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all-natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle Whitedove, Susan Shumsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malacu. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. You will get $100 off when you type in the discount code JOYCE, J-O-Y-C-E, on your registration form. This special is concluded on December 18th. Hope to see you aboard!
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Been down, now I'm blessed. Felt a revelation coming around. Guess it's right, it's so amazing. Every time I see you, I'm alive. Lift me up, the sun and the moonlight. All my dreams are in your eyes, and I wanna be inside your heaven. Take me to the place you come from, where the storm blows your way. And I
was the lovely Carrie Underwood with Inside Your Heaven, of course. And we're back with Molly Harris. Now, Molly, what steps would you suggest to those out there who have lost their loved ones, who are desperate to reach them and communicate with their beloved?
Well, the steps are to be open to spirit. Don't force it. And everybody's going to go forward and backward, so everybody has their own way of grief. But the main thing is just to be open to it, and, you know, just start recognizing your signs. The way that I communicate with my husband may not work for somebody else because I'm an empath, so the easiest way he can get to me is by me feeling his presence and mm-hmm. hearing his silly things in my head when he teases me.
Right.
And stuff. So just try to be open and try different things to see what works for you. And you are sometimes going to think, no, that's just me making things up. Well, don't tell mm-hmm. yourself that. Just, you know, start believing that it's happening.
Right. Instead of thinking, oh, that's just my imagination, take mm-hmm. it for what it really is.
Absolutely. And then synchronicity or what? I can't pronounce. Never can pronounce that word.
Synchronicity. Sure.
Yes, that has a lot to do with it too. You could be thinking something, and then all of a sudden, and I know everybody says this, but I hear songs right at the right moment of time on the radio. You know.
Oh yes.
And I will strongly feel my husband or something, and so it happens. It happens. Let me tell you this, and it's kind of cool.
That
and
is
that helps,
very
helps
cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever feel him physically, like brush your hair away from your face or anything like that?
You know, I have not felt him or seen him. I believe some of the spirit energy photos that I have, one set of the spirit energy photos I have is him. But I've never felt him like that.
That's wonderful though that you got a photograph. Wow.
Yes. The ones in my book of the seven, I believe that's him, the most profound ones that I took.
Mm-hmm. Now finish your thought. You were going to say, I think.
I'm not sure. I don't remember now.
About the physically touching your hair.
Oh, yeah, I just think that he needs to practice a little bit more. And it's hard for him to do this energetically, too, because, it's a different dimension and everything, so it's hard for him to do it. But he can haunt me all he wants.
There you go. That's a beautiful way to put it, sure.
It's fun because, you know, I tease him all the time when I want to talk to him. I go earth to rest, and he gets on me for that.
He gets on you how? Tell us.
Well, he teases me. He has his own way of teasing me. So I can feel, it's funny because I can feel him more than anything. And impressions that he puts on me that was, you know, what our relationship, you know, what we had through our relationship. So mm-hmm. I can tell it's him. Now, I don't feel I have a lot of family that has returned to spirit, and mm-hmm. I don't feel them hardly at all. And I tell people that it depends on the strength of the bond between, you know, who has crossed over and you.
That makes sense.
And that, you know, that's the way I feel, because our bond is so strong. That's why he communicates. And I also think he's, you know, a guide in training.
Oh, sure. So he has to learn how to communicate with you.
Absolutely, yes.
Right. That's part of his job. Well, we all have lived many lives with the people that are surrounding us this time around. And everyone serves a different purpose each time. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, there will be people in your life who were necessary for whatever reason, but the ones who are the strongest, like I mentioned my grandmother earlier, these are the people that are going to give us little signals and stay close to us even from the other side.
Yes, I believe so.
Right.
And it is a different way of a relationship. I do miss the physical, obviously, but I finally come to a peaceful resolution that we are forever, we are eternal. And so that has helped me to get through a lot of the grief.
That's huge. Very good. Very good way to put that. All right, Molly, we're going to take our final break. And when we return, we'll talk a little bit more about what your life is like now. We'll be right back.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out.
Next week, January 16th.
My guest will be Roberta Hadlick from the AIM program of Energetic Balancing. Imagine a world in which you are empowered to heal imbalances on every level, to be free from all limitations you've acquired so that you can achieve true well-being, your potential, and however you choose to define it. Roberta is co-founder of the AIM program, along with Stephen Lewis, and she's coming on the air next week,
January 16th,
to talk with me about women and the AIM program and why it is helpful in this age for us to be on this program so that we can achieve optimum healing. This will be an interesting and terrific show, so don't miss it.
January 16th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Listen to Let's Find Out and get all the details. Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle Whitedove, Susan Chomsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malaku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. You will get $100 off when you type in the discount code JOYCE, J-O-Y-C-E, on your registration form. This special is concluded on December 18th. Hope to see you aboard!
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link
on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. Hi, if you're enjoying our presentation this evening and you have a product or a service that you would like to share with our audience, you can advertise on Let's Find Out. Just send an email request to me at bonniemcdade@gmail.com to request more information. Now we're back with Molly Harris, and she's written a fantastic book called Be Grateful for the Shade. So tell us a little bit, Molly, about what your life is like now. Do you have new friends who have similar backgrounds?
I do. You know, I have met friends that are open to what is happening to me, and I'm meeting more and more people, and, you know, I want to help. From my devastation, I want to help others realize that the death of the physical body is not the end of life. And it's hard right now for me to communicate what I'm learning. Most of it is a knowing. But God continually teaches me every day about the depth of creation. So I'm really excited about it. I'm still doing research and can't get enough of all the learning that has gone all, through the past 6 years.
Right. You just eat information like candy when you find yourself on a spiritual quest. I know exactly what that's like. And I imagine when you surround yourself with like-minded people that you just become teachers for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that such a special gift?
Yes. It's really nice and comforting, too, because sometimes you think you're going off into the loony bin, but it's a whole new experience, and I'm accepting it more and more. So it's actually kind of getting fun now.
Oh, good. Well, it sounds like you're having an awful good time with the photographs, and even the little ways that you kid with each other. You have very tangible proof. You know for sure. There's no doubt in your mind that he is absolutely still with you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. From all the, the wonderful signs I've gotten over the last 6 years. And then this Christmas Eve morning, I had a tragic accident in with my truck.
Okay.
Hit black ice and rolled it 4 or 5 times and hit a tree and ended up walking away. And going through that experience, I was enveloped with a soft white light and felt peace when I realized that I actually thought I was going to die.
Sure.
And I felt at peace with that. And it wasn't until I hit the tree that I realized I was still here and had wrecked my
truck.
So it was another instance of learning what creation is all about, and that we do, I'm not scared of dying. And I actually now know what it's like to die.
That's fantastic. Yes, yeah, to report that to others, yes.
I was real sore afterwards, but...
I bet you were.
Yeah, so...
Physically and metaphorically speaking, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. But my friend did Reiki on me, so I felt better, so...
Good. Oh, very good. Now give us your final thoughts, and let us remind everyone again where they can find your book.
Well, one of the easiest places is of course, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or my website, MollyRHarris.com.
Thank you very, very much, Molly.
Oh, you bet. Thank you.
It has been a great pleasure having you here on Let's Find Out this evening. And now we're going to begin our meditation. It's a true love meditation, so please stay tuned, everyone. This is the True Love Meditation. Do you believe that your true love, your soulmate, is out there waiting to be found by you? Let's use the power of the law of universal attraction to help us find our true love. Now, you may do this meditation as often as you like and for as long as you need to feel complete. So let's sit comfortably. Place your feet flat on the floor.
and make circuits with your thumbs and forefingers. Take a nice deep breath in. Let it out. Another breath in. And breathe out. One more time. Breathe in. And let it out. You are now clear of mind and connecting to your blessed higher self, that part of you who is in constant communication with the divine. This is the real you, the you who knows your heart's desire, because it remembers all of your past lives and knows who you are to meet to fulfill your karmic goals in this lifetime. Now, once you can sense the connection between you and your blessed higher self, ask to see the face of your true love. Maybe someone you already know. You may see a completely new face. When you see the face of your true love, ask your blessed higher self for a name. Now ask for a geographical location. Where on the planet is this person? Ask for a time or an occasion when you might meet. Take your time with these questions. You may return to your fully awake state when you feel satisfied with your answers, and when you feel that your session is complete.